Today's passage is a wonderful passage. It's a wonderful scene, a glorious scene. While Jesus was praying, his face changed. His clothes became dazzling white. And they saw two dead people. And these are not just two dead people, but they were the central figures of the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah. Moses represented the law, and Elijah represented the prophets. These are two great traditions of the Old Testament, law and the prophets. And they saw this wonderful kind of scene on the mountain. It's a miracle. Out of this world experience. I need that these days. The reality is so harsh that I need something out of this world kind of experience. The world we live in is very, very difficult, especially for those who are weak and powerless. This world is very, very hard to survive. It's much, much clearer now how power works in our world. Yesterday was March 1st. For many Koreans, this day is very important and special day. That's when they protested against Japanese occupation. Japan invaded Korea, and they took all our resources, and they prohibited Koreans from using their names, and also they took women and sent them to the war so that they become sex slaves. All kinds of things were happening when the imperialists invaded the powerless country, and then Korea protested against that harsh reality. The powerless fought against the powerful. And many Christians participated in this movement. But now the powerless has no place to stand. Our reality is so harsh. When one country invades another country, we don't call it sin. We don't make them accountable. The scripture tells us about a few wonderful out-of-this-world experience. When you read scriptures, you will encounter these stories. That is intervention of God. That is a special way of God entering into this world, and it is God's touch. On the road to Damascus, St. Paul had this intervention of God. At that time, he had all the power and authority. And using his power and authority, he persecuted the powerless minority Christians, sent them to prison, and killed them. And all of a sudden, light came down from above. And he heard a voice. And that voice was the voice of Jesus, who was already dead by then. And St. Paul knew that. And then he heard a voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" When you persecute those weak and powerless, you are persecuting me. He had this wonderful experience. Out of this world experience. It happened to Isaiah too. Isaiah living in a very difficult time. He once went up to the temple to pray, And this was what he experienced. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each has six wings. With two they cover their faces, and with two they cover their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Out of this world experience, he saw this wonderful scene in the temple. Elijah also, he had this wonderful out-of-world experience, let me tell you. God said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind so strong that he was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing out of this world experience?" So the scripture describes, I didn't tell you all of them, but they had this supernatural out of this world experience, and these people all experienced this wonderful, glorious scene. But one thing, there's one thing common about their experiences. They all experienced very, very difficult time just before this glorious experience. Isaiah, he felt that he was dirty, unclean, defiled, living in the sinful world. He experienced his own sinfulness. So he was struggling with his own sinfulness. This is what he said: "Woe is me, I'm lost, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Elijah, he was so depressed. He suffered depression. So he wanted to die. This was what he said. I mean, he's the greatest prophet, but he went through depression. He said, he asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I'm not better than my ancestors." They all experienced very, very difficult time before this glorious scene. Even in today's passage, just before this glorious scene, Jesus experienced. He was facing his own death. "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests and scribes, and be killed. And on third day he be raised." Jesus was facing his own death. When you go through difficult times, sometimes God intervenes. God intervenes in a special way. God shows his grace in a very special way. Not necessarily through the forms of miracles and supernatural experiences, but sometimes God makes his presence very evident. God touches you. God talks to you. God makes his presence very special. My cousin once told me he was going through a very difficult time. He was walking, and then there's a wind, strong wind, just passed by, and all of a sudden, he was able to speak tongue. He told me that. Very difficult time he went through. Somehow God intervened in a very special way. God touches you, awakens you, inspires you. That's a glorious moment. We don't explain. We cannot explain sometimes why these things happen. But somehow God touches you when you go through a very difficult time. God empowers you. God transforms you. But my friends, God gives you this wonderful experience, not just to console you and comfort you, but to prepare you. To prepare you to take challenges ahead of you. God prepared St. Paul so that he could go through all the difficult times as an apostle to Gentiles. And God prepared Isaiah to take his prophet's role. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? God asked after this experience. And Isaiah said, here I am, send me. He was prepared to go. Elijah also said this, I've been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away. They all deserted you. But God said this, I'll leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Go and do what you have to do. God gives us this wonderful experience so that we are ready to take our challenges. When you carefully look at today's passage, the central message is not supernatural experience. The central message is the suffering. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and was speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. What departure? Meaning death. The cross. They're all talking about Jesus' death. So in that glorious moment, there is element of suffering, death, and the cross. Every Sunday, you come and worship God. It is a wonderful experience that you will have here. But tomorrow, there's a challenge that you have to face. Sometimes it is your personal problem. Sometimes the evils around you, the darkness around you. And God is preparing you to take these challenges. Jesus, right after that glorious moment, he went down and he had to deal with demon-possessed boy. And he had to heal this demon-possessed boy. He had to face demons right after that glorious moment. The evil around us. We have to prepare ourselves to take on evils around us. God gives you special experience. But after that, you have to take challenges. Just before the service, Hera told me that she's going through, a lot of transition. She bought a house and all the move. And then she said, just a few days ago, I started meditation to take challenges that she was facing. Yes, we can overcome difficulties when we have this glorious moment that God gives us. This is what the scripture says about right after the transfiguration. The very next day this happened, right? On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He's my only child. Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It throws him into convulsions until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Jesus answered, "Your faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions, but Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father, and all were astounded at the greatness of God. Very next day, Jesus had to deal with the evil. Tomorrow, from Monday, you have to deal with challenges in your life. Relationship problems, health problems, financial problems, and deal with the evils around you. God will be with you. God will strengthen you. God will give you the power to deal with your challenges. There will be God's intervention in your life.